Karen Slaughter is one of the world's most popular storytellers, published in 120 countries with more than 35 million copies sold across the globe. Her latest is Pieces of Her, her 18th novel, and will also be produced for TV by the women who have directed and written for Homeland, Mad Men, and House of Cards. Pieces of Her asks, what if everything you thought you knew about your quiet middle-aged mother was wrong? What if she has spent the past 30 years hiding in plain sight? What if when violence erupts at your local mall and a shooter goes on a rampage, the person who stops him dead is your mother? What if everything you thought you knew changed in an instant? Pieces of Her follows Andrea, a woman who thought she knew everything about her mother, Laura, until the moment she realized that she didn't, and their world unravels. Karen Slaughter is the author of the new book. Again, it's called Pieces of Her. The book comes out tomorrow, and we have Karen Slaughter on the program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Well, so what brought you to this particular story?
You know, I've been writing for years about father-daughter relationships, and I thought, let me turn that around a little bit and talk about mother-daughter relationships, because they tend to be more fraught. You know, I know for me, I'm the youngest of three girls, and my dad thinks we're all perfect little angels, and my mother knows better. So I thought, let's do that, and let's also have something that a lot of kids go through, which is they realize that their parent isn't necessarily the person they thought they were. I know for me, I didn't want to know that my parents existed, you know, and dated other people and got in trouble. And for my father, he was quite the ladies' man when he was catting around before he married my mom. And, you know, all these things that we really kind of blank out as kids that our parents have done. But, you know, this is a thriller, so I had to make it even more heightened and more exciting. And with Andrea, she finds out very quickly that her mother is not even a good person, you know, that she may, in fact, be a criminal.
And that whole idea of not knowing, right, that whole idea of mystery and secrecy and the fact that people right in front of us can be harboring these incredible secrets that we don't know. And it really, I mean, this goes back to the discussion we were having just a few moments on the show. I mean, it really tests your faith and what you believe in.
Exactly. And, you know, that's one reason why I like to write about crime just in general, because when something awful happens, that's when you find out who you really are, you know, whether it's witnessing a horrible thing happening at a shopping mall, or, you know, people deal every day with financial problems, health problems, all sorts of things that really are trying just to any human being living on the earth. And I wanted to write a little bit about that kind of situation where Andrea is put into this awful position where not only is she on the run for her life and bad people are chasing her and she doesn't know what she's going to do next, but she also has this horrible secret about her mother that she's uncovering.
The cover of the book says, Mother, Hero, Liar, Killer. How can you tell when all you have is, and then it gets to the title of the book, Pieces of Her. So those are the pieces. When does Andrea start to question and start to really start to put the pieces together?
Well, you know, that's two different parts of the novel. You know, I think initially she's just so shocked that her mother is capable of doing what 99% of human beings never are able to do. You know, we all have this idea that if something bad happened, we would be the hero, but most of us would be running off or cowering in the corner, because that's a smart thing to do. You know, you don't every day just confront the bad guy. That's something that happens in movies. And so
right.
For her mother to be able to do that is a shocking thing. And then, you know, as more shocking things keep happening and her mother kind of transforms in a split second from the woman who was the PTA mom who sewed dresses for Andy's Wuthering Heights-themed birthday party into this very cold, hard person that Andy has never really seen is really shocking for her. And so that leads her down this trail of questioning not just her mother and who her mother is, but all the stuff she's been told about her mother's life, her mother's family. You know, she realizes very quickly that she's been misled on just about everything, even from the situation of her birth.
I was reading an article about you in Entertainment Weekly, I guess yesterday. I got it on Saturday. And there was a thing in there about that for 17 years, you were trying to work with Hollywood in some way, shape, or form, and nothing was happening. And then all of a sudden, because you were always told that your novels were too female-centric. Did you know what that meant?
Well, yeah, that's a good question, because what does it mean? I guess it means that, you know, they want more guys.
Right.
I made a choice really early in my career. You know, I love crime novels. I love Lee Child and Mike Connelly and Jeff Deaver, and they write really strong, interesting men. But for me, I wanted to do the same thing with women. And I don't think anyone says to Michael Connelly, why do you write about strong men? But I was asked quite a lot early on in my career, why are you writing about strong women, as if that's some sort of anomaly. I mean, anyone who's ever seen a woman give birth knows that women can put up with a great deal of pain and suffering and you come out the other end. But I just really thought part of the problem was that there wasn't a lot of entertainment geared toward women that was serious, hard-hitting entertainment like, you know, NYPD Blue or, you know, a good cop show where the leads were two women. I mean, it's okay to have a man and a woman, but mostly they want two men leading the show, and that's changed. That's changed in the last few years, and I don't know if it's a combination of, you know, wonderful writers like Gillian Flynn with Gone Girl and Big Little Lies, Leanne Moriarty, partially the Me Too movement, where suddenly all the guys who were saying we don't want women-focused stories have been fired, and the people coming in are a little more open to that, and they've realized that women are watching television too, and maybe they don't want to see a woman who's just an accessory. Maybe they want a well-drawn, complicated woman on the screen. Either way, I feel like, you know, this is a great time to be doing what I've been doing for a long time.
So as a result, right, and you have been doing it a long time. I mean, you've been tackling these Me Too themes, if you will, domestic violence, sexual harassment. You've been doing this your entire career. So was there a point where you just became very disillusioned by the whole idea of like, all right, well, we'll just keep writing what we write, and if they show up, great.
Well, I mean, it's really two different things, because I love writing, and I'm very aware that these are my books, and that's what I have complete control over. And a television or a film project is many different people involved, you know, many different writers and different visions. And I mean, in one way, it's extremely flattering to have really talented people adapt your work and to bring their vision to it, because it's such a different writing a book. You know, a book is just me and my computer and my ideas, but there are hundreds of people involved in something that's filmed. So, that, you know, I'm really open to that, and I feel like writers and producers and directors are much more involved in keeping the artists or the source material, the writers' vision of the book, because they understand, hey, well, you know, like with Charlaine Harris, for instance, with True Blood, I mean, she has millions of readers worldwide, and they rightfully thought to tap into that for launching the television show. So it's more now of a collaboration, whereas, you know, when I first started, it was, okay, well, we'll option this series, but we don't want to set it in Georgia. We want to set it in Poland, and we don't want, you know, the lead to look this way. We want it to look that way. But they've really come a long way as far as capturing the actual book for the screen.
So, as a result of all of this, your books, The Good Daughter and Cop Town, moved into development. The Good Daughter in film and Cop Town for television. And then this new novel, which is a standalone, as we mentioned, Pieces of Her. This is moving pretty quickly, isn't it?
It is, you know, and hopefully we'll have some good news, even more good news about it soon. But I'm just really so flattered by the people who are involved. You mentioned some of them. The producer, for instance, worked on Big Little Lies and Wild, and, you know, the team together has done so many fascinating, groundbreaking, interesting projects that I just I'm trying not to get my hopes up because it is Hollywood, but it'll be fascinating to see what they come up with.
So with all of that said, though, hey, but your fundamental job hasn't changed. You're still writing the types of books that you've always written.
You know, exactly. And that's what I have to concentrate on because I love writing and I love being able to tell new stories. I'm working on my next book now in my Will Trent series that will be out next year. And I find it very fulfilling to be able to say that I'm a published writer, that I support myself for my writing, because that's very rare to be able to do. So I feel lucky just to be able to say that.
And when you look at standalones, how do you feel about that? I mean, will you go back to your series as well?
Absolutely. You know, the great thing about standalones is when I have an idea that doesn't quite fit for my series characters, because at the end of the book, I have to leave them all alive so that there's an actual series in a very realistic way. It's just a lot of fun to step away from that and kind of do a different type of story and play off the reader's involvement with the character and what they expect to happen, and then going the exact opposite way.
When you consider all there is out there and the market that you're ultimately, I realize this is a marketing question, but I mean, who do you consider your reader to be, or don't you even think about that?
Well, I don't think about it when I'm writing, because for me, that's just my time, and I write the book for myself. But of course, when it's finished, I want people to love it, and I'm really happy that I've been getting nice reviews and people saying good things about it. But I remember years ago, I was at Walmart for a meeting, because Walmart, you know, they sell a heck of a lot of books, and they're great people there. But they do an analysis of what people buy when they buy your book. And everybody, of course, buys toilet paper, no matter what they're buying. But my people wanted Diet Cokes and Double Stuffed Oreos and potato chips. So those are my people.
All right. Well, I have a Diet Coke in my hand, so we're halfway there.
There you go.
The name of the new book, it comes out tomorrow. It's called Pieces of Her. It is published by Morrow. Karen Slaughter, what a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us. Best of luck with the new novel and all of the TV work as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, the new novel is Pieces of Her. It's published by William Morrow. Karen Slaughter is the author. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.